Hi, everyone, and welcome to Our Story Plugged In. My name is Liza Kotler. This episode, as a continuation of our Meet the Team series, team members Shannon and Rhett talk about senior and freshman years in COVID and small moments that bring the Fordham community together.
Hi, my name's Shannon. I am a senior here at Rose Hill, and I'm an art history and French double major. I'm from outside Philly, and yeah, that's me, and I'm an Our Story team member. So do you want to introduce yourself too?
Sure. My name is Rhett Bailey. I am a freshman. I am majoring in business administration, and I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I'm also a member on Our Story.
Awesome. All right. So we're very different grades, so I think it's really interesting thinking about community at Fordham, because I remember coming to Fordham, that community is what I immediately had. So I was wondering, when was the first time you felt that community, especially now, with quarantine and everything and COVID, how is your understanding of community at Fordham?
It was really interesting because a lot of us met online before we even came onto campus through Facebook groups and GroupMe. And so we had these giant group texts back in March and April. And we would talk quite a bit because no one else was doing anything. We were all in isolation. And so it was really interesting coming onto campus and seeing them for the first time when you've been talking to people for months and trying to figure out what groups of people you actually were compatible with. And especially with the dorm restrictions, it was interesting because we had to stay in our dorms and you just had to figure out your friend groups within that. I'm assuming that was probably easier for you, but maybe not. I guess it was nice to already know people coming in. I know it might have been different for you being a freshman. I assume there wasn't as much connection online before coming into Fordham.
Yeah, I didn't really know anyone when I first came here. I talked to a few people in Facebook groups, but other than that, I kind of came in. One other person from my high school came, but that's kind of it. But I did Urban Plunge in my first week, so I kind of had a community from that. And then I was in Loyola, so I had a community there. So I had little communities in different places, so I think it just developed a little bit differently.
Yeah. And since you're a senior, when was the first time you felt like Fordham was your home, if it ever felt like that?
Right. Fordham definitely felt like my home pretty early on. I think it's when I first had a big gathering of friends on Eddie's, honestly.
Yes.
That's always where it happens, I feel.
Definitely Eddie's.
It's always Eddie's. But I had some people from my dorm come and hang out with me, my really good friends I made from Urban Plunge, and we just all hung out in a circle, and I would just looked around and I was wow, I think I have a solid friend group here. I'm comfortable at this campus. I feel like I fit in. So in that moment I was all right, this is my home, this beautiful place.
Yeah, it's definitely, I really think Eddie's is such a big place because that's where everyone meets. And I don't know, I feel like I had that similar experience of sitting in a circle on Eddie's and being dang, this is my friend group, and we're actually here and I'm having a good time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's such a common memory. It's so funny when you're just oh, Eddie's, and everyone's oh, of course, I have that same memory. We're all the same.
Yes.
Yes. What's something that you're looking forward to as you continue your years at Fordham?
I am looking forward to in-person classes because there's kind of a love-hate relationship with them, because now it's definitely going to be more difficult, and you're going to have to get out of bed and you're going to have to get dressed and do the whole thing. But it's also the sense of normalcy. You'll be able to meet new people that we haven't been able to meet. But I think another thing with the freshman experience right now is that you're not really meeting that many new people. It's kind of the same people because you're just chilling in your dorm. But I'm just really excited for in-person classes to finally get that college experience and go to a lecture hall and do the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so college-y, I don't know. And I feel like I met so many people through that, especially people in my major. Having that little friend group with like my fellow art history and French majors, it's really fun that to have that. But yeah.
Yeah, especially since I feel like that's a very specific, not very specific, but I feel like you guys all enjoy one thing in particular.
Mm-hmm. It's very niche.
So, yes, that's what the word I was looking for.
Yeah, very common interests if you're in that major, so it's a great community to like have in person and everything.
What was the coolest class you've taken? I don't know if that would be in your major, but what was the coolest class? So far.
Yes, so far. I'm taking all the classes I'm going to take at Fordham, which is tragic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
I was like, right.
Sorry.
That's okay. But yeah, I took this really cool art history class that's Japanese visual culture.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and my professor is like an expert in Japanese art. She's from Japan and lived there for a really long time. And she took us to this show. It was like brand new, this really cool artist, Yasumasa Morimura. And it was really amazing just to like see what we were learning in person, like at this really cool art museum, like the Japan Society. And I think that's a really, really cool thing that Fordham can offer. Like you're able to go into the city and kind of like pair things there with the things that you're learning in class.
Yes, that's fun. I took Faith and Critical Reason last semester, and I absolutely did not like it, but I still had to take, like, a second theology class, and so I signed up for Christian Mystical Texts, and it's super interesting. I haven't been able to, like, really tell people what it's about, because it's so, I feel like, abstract, but it's been really interesting and definitely threw me for a loop, because I thought I didn't like, theology after Faith and Critical Reason, but I am so invested into this class. And it was definitely a game changer because I always, when people were like, oh, I really enjoyed this class, I'm like, how much did you really enjoy it? I mean, like, there's still work and all of this, but I definitely think it's a class that, like, I enjoy going to. And yeah, it's just been a game changer.
Yeah, and that's so cool because it's something just so different, like a theology class. And you said you're business administration?
Yeah,
so something just like so like outside of your major. That's I think
definitely
a cool thing. Yeah, but yeah, so good talking to you, Rhett. It's cool to have a one-on-one there.
Yes, it's been weird with not being able to meet with everyone in person. And I met Eliza gave me like a piece of sourdough bread, and it was just like interesting to like actually see her in person. I was like, hey.
Yes, it's so fun. When I occasionally see people like walking on Arthur and stuff, I'm like, oh my god, like there you are.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episodes of Our Story Plugged In. Stay tuned for more episodes soon. As always, follow us on Instagram at Social Impact Storytelling for more updates. If you have any questions about the process of Our Story or want to join the team, feel free to email rstory@fordham.edu for more information.